We will now take up House Bill 1114, House Bill 1114, which was deferred from last week. Representative Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to first thank you for the opportunity to at least discuss this again in your committee. I know procedurally that's not very common. If you find it again in the analysis and discussions we've had within your heart to vote for it, at least let's get it on the floor, and we'll debate it on the floor from all sorts of perspectives. One last piece that I think is out there in terms of misinformation is there are a lot of communities that are purely rural, if you can define it that way, because we have only actually two metropolitan areas, quote-unquote, according to federal guidelines, that actually could do joint venturing of projects. And the real issue is relieving the tax burden on real property taxpayers and allowing another source for facilities. I understand that we could debate that even further, but more often than not, if you have a facility that's built and you have another entity coming in after going through the joint planning process or the joint powers agreement, that other entity would be paying for those bonds and that would construct any sort of joint facility through sales tax and the general obligation process. So it's really the sales tax that would support that. It's not on the real property, and actually it's a real property relief approach if, again, the people who would be in those respective districts voted for those bills after that arduous process. So again, I appreciate the time and your reconsideration of this.
Thank you, Representative Michaels. Are there further proponents on House Bill 1114? Further proponents?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Larry Zickman. I'm the AGC Building Chapter of South Dakota, Executive Vice President and Registered Lobbyist. We've reviewed this bill, and I'm talking about we have a committee of about 14 general contractors and subcontractors. We represented over 200 general contractors and subcontractors in the state of South Dakota. And we have reviewed this the bill. We know how hard it is to pass bonds with over 60%, et cetera. And, of course, sometimes it looks like we're self-serving here because we're the ones that build the buildings. But we really appreciate your support in this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Further proponents? Are there any opponents? Any opponents to 1199? I'm sorry, 1114. My eyes strayed down the list. Seeing none, we'll close to discussion. Questions by the committee?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hobeck.
Madam Chair, I know we've had a lot of discussion on this, and I'm not going to try to re-chew the cabbage on this, but I do think we need to bring up one point that possibly has been referred to before. When you allow something like this, this is a good bill that helps, especially it really helps our agriculture community. We end up putting some of that responsibility for a building, and it's a good building if both entities, let's say, for example, it's a school and a city want to get together and build something, it ends up taking that total cost from a school, if they were going to do it, from the property tax, the capital outlay, bonds and such that they would sell, which ends up being equally agriculture and non-ag. And it ends up putting some of the costs onto a city where it's sales tax. Now, people can say sales tax is one of those things that we're going to end up, if we pay it, it's going to affect those that live in the city. That's not true. People that are going to come to that town and use that town are going to help provide for that building. And I think that this bill allows that. It takes all that responsibility off the property tax owner and also puts it onto sales tax. And I think it's a good bill.
Thank you. Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I guess I can't support this bill. It's a fine idea, but I can't support the fact that we're going with a simple majority, and that is not good for agriculture. And time and time again, I stress the fact that the 60% protects our agriculture community. Thank you.
Further, Representative Roden.
Well, I would agree to a point that this is a good bill, except for the fact of the percentage. if that was left off here, I look at this, you know, it's a good bill to encourage different entities working together. But if they do work together and they come up with a good proposal and they show the taxpayers that they're going to save them money and see some efficiencies, we don't need the 60% in there. So why take it out? Let's leave it in there and leave that measure of protection.
Further, Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I'm in favor of this bill because I think 60% or 70% vote requires that or allows the minority to control the majority of voters. If our whole country is founded on the fact that majority should rule, but here we have a special rule that says fewer people can hold up this project. Representative Holbeck is exactly right. The property tax levies for both ag and in the town will be lower because a great portion of this can be paid by sales tax. And I just think that it makes good sense when two governmental entities decide to go together and provide a service for all of the people in the community rather than just a few, and that everybody who comes and uses that service or that community has the opportunity to pay for it. I would urge you to pass this quickly to the floor.
Representative Hargens.
Madam Chair, on this bill, when we voted on it the first time, I was on the side that put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I also helped bring it back from the table. Now I'm sitting on the fence, and I don't know which way I want to land. I do think there are some merits here, but when I hear the comment that somehow sales tax is less important or should be handled differently than property tax, on my ranch and farm, I probably spend $300,000 a year on inputs, and I pay sales taxes and other kinds of taxes on a lot of that money. And that's just as important as the $10,000 I send to the local treasurer for property taxes on my place. So to somehow think or say that those dollars don't have as much meaning, that 50% is enough for them, but maybe 60% is all right for the other, I'm having a little trouble with that argument. Thank you.
Representative Mitchell.
I'd like to speak to this and not about dollars, but instead about people. We've heard that this is brought to us to encourage and to serve as an incentive, this difference of the 60% to use this as an incentive, to use this as an encouragement for intergovernmental cooperation. And I suggest that what this does for those communities is encourage an incentive to local education officials on the school board to work closely with your local community elected officials. By the time you have this proposal in your community, I think that this means that there really is a buy-in far more broad-based than just an educational buy-in. And so I do encourage your support of this.
Further questions or comments? If not, Representative Liz.
I'll make a real quick comment, and that has to do with the 60%. Every day in the legislature, we vote on a spending bill that takes two-thirds. And to me, this is a spending proposal, and we're giving the people the same right that we exercise every day. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Additional comments? Hearing none, we would close to committee action. This bill has had a very good hearing and lots of good comments. Chair would entertain a motion. Representative Hennies.
Madam Chair, I move do pass.
Representative Hennies moves do pass. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
That motion is seconded by Representative Hunhoff. Discussion on the motion? Representative Hargens.
I have a question of the chair. If this do pass motion goes down, can we then have a motion to send it down with no? How does that work?
Without recommendation? Yes, that could be a motion.
That would be in order if this one failed?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? If not, the motion on the floor is do pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie?
No.
Aye.
Hargens?
No.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Kolchek?
No.
Lentz?
No.
Hennies?
Aye.
Roden?
No.
Siegstead?
No.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jonathan?
Aye.
7-6.
House bill, it did pass, excuse me. House bill 1114 goes to the floor, do pass. 7-6.